Hello everyone and welcome back to Talk for Tuesday. Today we'll be discussing the LGBT community with Mr. Greenbank.
Hello.
Hello. So, what is LGBTQ+?
Okay, well, LGBTQ+ is an acronym. It goes by various different names, but that's the most common one. And most people know what it stands for, but not necessarily what it means. So, it stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, questioning, plus, which basically encompasses all different identities and genders that people feel in today's society.
I always love studying the different LGBTQ flags because I think it's dead interesting.
Yeah, I like all the colours on them and like the way they symbolise different things. I like it a lot.
Yeah, because on the bisexual flag, which is my own flag, like blue represents like masculine, then pink is feminine, and then like purple's in between, which I think is a really good representation of all of it.
Good. And even the rainbow flag has changed over the years because it was originally designed to include other colours, and then obviously as different identities developed, then they changed and took out colours from that. In fact, we're doing some work with Year 7 and 8 this week on the flags and what they mean.
I think the most interesting one is actually the polyamorous one, because it's got like, I think it's like a pie symbol or something like that. Then it's like black, red and blue. And a lot of people want to redesign it, but I actually think it's got a good meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember it, but I remember liking it. So.
So what can you say about accepting the LGBTQ+ community?
Well, what we're trying to do is to encourage, acceptance and understanding, because we're coming from a generation of people where things weren't allowed to, even in schools, it was illegal to discuss or be seen to promote different sexualities and gender identities. Even when I was at school, that was the case. So we didn't have lessons where we discuss it. People wouldn't be openly able to talk about it, and teachers would get into trouble for that. Nowadays, we're in a much better place where a generation has changed, and as diversity has increased, we're able to celebrate more and understand more so that people don't feel left out, ostracised, uncomfortable, and people can ask questions confidently.
Is there any real advice you could give for coming out?
Often when we have young people who might be in that situation, the big one is often to put the fears at rest is that it's generally very rarely as bad as what they think it could be. It's often accepted much more and celebrated much more, and a lot of the time parents and carers who are told already know anyway, and it's just the barrier is what prevents it happening sooner.
I remember when I came out, there was this one girl that said to me, well, you're half straight, so just be straight and don't be a lesbian.
And unfortunately, that's what some of the attitudes are for young people and for adults. But over time, people are becoming more understanding, more accepting, more tolerant. And hopefully with their more education, then there'll be fewer and fewer people like that.
Have you got any words on Pride Month?
Pride Month actually comes later. At the moment, February is LGBT History Month, which is where we understand and celebrate where the journey people have been on since things like the Stonewall riots and even before that, when to be LGBT+ would have been illegal, possibly facing the death penalty 100 years ago, to now understanding that basic equality is the big thing. Pride Month comes later, where you celebrate the here and now, and we have the festivals and the sort of celebrations in cities across the world.
Could you think of people who were more famous who were LGBTQ, obviously RuPaul, everyone pretty
and
much
Lil Nas.
Yeah, Lil Nas X, everyone knows him at least. Could you think of any good examples, LGBTQ role models?
There's fictional characters in certain films and books who've really taken on the role, but I prefer not even to celebrate the celebrities. I think what's great is I watch a lot of quiz shows, and just recently there's been at least two people on Mastermind who are just normal people every day who have the confidence to go on TV and answer questions on a quiz show that 10, 15 years ago that maybe never would have happened. And if they had done, they would have got a lot of criticism for having people who were different on TV.
Yeah.
But now it's normal to go into town and see people who are clearly trans or certainly experimenting, and it's accepted. There's no silly names, there's no things getting said, there's no comments getting made, it's just... So I prefer, whilst the celebrities are brilliant, singers, young people, a lot of them I don't know because I'm quite old now. But I just think it's better to see the everyday role models, and even within school we also have them, which is great.
Well, could you, like, is there any support in school or at, like, home that you could give to kids who are, like, struggling with that?
Yeah, we work on a multi-level sort of thing where we have a rainbow club, which we've been running for 3 years now, and that meets weekly to plan lessons, create a newsletter, give younger students the chance to come and answer questions. They play games, variety of activities. We also do more discreet support with counsellors, mentors, other staff who also can work with parents if necessary. They can then pass on to other agencies, particularly if students are considering transitioning. I know they work separately with those. And obviously most staff are trained to deliver with the sessions and then deal with it on an individual basis. Wider than that, we have good links with the Proud Trust, which is a Northwest based website and service who come in and speak to young people, and they have a really good website with lots of good advice about coming out, about understanding keywords and about what other services are available.
Well, that kind of answers our next question, because we were going to ask about support online.
Oh, sorry, yeah, okay. So that's it's brilliant. I mean, only today I've sent it out to staff, because I think a lot of staff have questions about words. In terms of social media, not so much. I do know other youth groups which are local, but there's so much nowadays that's available. If you go via the Proud Trust or someone that you know will have good links with other organisations, they'll be able to give more tailored advice depending on the young people's needs, because that's the thing, there's lots of different avenues that people can go down depending on their identities.
I know a couple of people that go to youth clubs and they seem really cool.
Good. Yeah, yeah. There's a variety of clubs, not just, the thing is about even Rainbow Club, it's not just for LGBT plus young people, it's for everyone. And it's that idea of embracing diversity but understanding that everyone's the same. I think that's the big message we want to get out of.
I think it's really good that, like, we have youth groups and that now. Like, even if, like, you don't feel yourself, you could go. Like, at least if you went to a counsellor, like, they wouldn't be homophobic or anything. You know what I mean? You could, like, yeah. The good thing about school is that there's always someone you can go to, at least now. Maybe not back then, but at least now you have someone you can go to.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I was at school, like I said, someone came out to me, age 17, and there was nothing, no support available to him. And he managed it fine. I'm still in touch with him. We're still good friends. And it's great that he didn't see that as a barrier to stop him from coming out to his friends, at least. Whereas nowadays, my little girl's 8, and she's got a couple of books which focus on same-sex relationships within like animals. There's these penguins who live at Central Park Zoo, and they made a book about them because they looked after an egg together.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's a really nice story. And it's great that kids that age, because obviously, again, my generation didn't have that. You guys might have had it, but the younger kids coming through much more.
I feel like when we were younger, like, we didn't really focus on that much, because, like, we were younger and there wasn't books, like you've just said. Mm. But now that we're older, we know that there's lots more support around areas.
Yeah, and like I say, the idea of everyday people, you see it everywhere. You see it in soaps, you see it in the news, you see it on TV. So it's great that there's no sort of stigma attached to that. Or if there is, it's reducing big time.
With, like, the, like, stigma thing, like, I think that's, like, a very late 2010 things. Because, like, obviously we were born in the early 2000s. Not early 2000s, late 2000s. And even when I was, like, little, I had, like, no idea about that. And I remember the first time I saw a gay couple on TV was on Modern Family. Okay. And I was like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Because, like, I didn't understand it at the time. So, like, I think little kids, even though, like, we did have some of that, we didn't have much, I think little kids, like, now, they've got, like, a plethora of, like, good things they can, like, have, and, like, there's, like, no stigma. Like, my little sisters, like, I've had, like, you know, like, primary school relationships, instead of just, like, boys, like, it's boys and girls now, because, like, my sisters have had, like, girlfriends and that, and I think it's, like, adorable. But I think it is just so much more accepted now than it was maybe when even we were kids.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'd agree. Yeah, and then profile celebrities helps, definitely, because then people are exposed to it more and see things and can enjoy it.
I feel like when we go to the future, there's going to get, like, more and more support as we go on. Because, like, talking about generations and stuff, when you were younger, you obviously probably didn't have any support. When we were younger, we didn't really either, but now that we're all getting older, more generations, then we're getting more support little by little.
And then if you guys, if your age group, if you go on to have kids, whenever that comes, then you'll be a lot more, you know, aware, and you'll be a lot more positive about those relationships. So there'll be no, hopefully by then there'll be no issues, and we wouldn't even need to have an LGBT History Month because everyone would understand the history.
Well, thank you, Mr. Greenbank, for coming to our podcast today.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
But we're going to have to end it here. So we'll see you all later, and come back next week for next week's Talk for Tuesday.